Jamie borrows children's fiction.
Let me introduce myself. I'm One Eye Cat. I was born like that. I have just one eye, and that is that. When I was found at the market in town, many people gathered around. They stared and wondered about little me and what I ever would turn out to be. A kind little lady scooped me up and brought me here, Orphanage Number 8, by Shanghai Square. That is where my story begins, and a miracle starts with all of my friends.
You're so very special, but different too. I know God has very big plans for you,
said the missionaries who loved me and cared for me too. I smiled and purred as I settled into bed. It was good to be warmed, loved, and fed. I woke up the next day astonished to see many orphans just like me. A little sleepy, I peered over my sheet. There stood a dog wearing antlers, sniffing my feet.
How do you do? I'm Mr. Moose,
said the wobbly-legged dog as he pulled my sheet loose.
I'm One Eye Cat, I said in a low meow, but he just blinked his eyes and then fell over somehow. I helped my new little friend up by lending my paw and sadly discovered that his legs didn't work well at all. I tried to help and keep my cool, but before I knew it, my bed was full. There was a kitty like me with a funny little face and a little squirrel with a hat that drooled all over the place. They all stopped and stared, and the squirrel poked my eye. I reached for my blanket. I wanted to cry.
Wait. It's okay, new kitty, said the cat with a funny face. It's nice to meet you. I'm SSK. I'm sorry Skeeto pokes your eye. It doesn't understand. It would make you cry.
You see? We're all special here,
said the moose now on the floor.
We're all orphans, but we're family, and now we are yours.
My paws felt warm, and I knew deep inside this was the beginning of a beautiful ride.
Eat time to eat, said a sweet little voice. We all share some rice. It's our only choice.
A blessing was said, and we each took a bite. We were grateful our tummies were full that night. After the others fell asleep for the day, I practiced the prayer I heard the sweet lady say. I added a little request at the end. I asked God to help my little moose friend. I imagined a chair with wheels or braces. I prayed for a miracle to help him go places. My paws were warm when the morning sun rose. That was the morning I discovered those. Pockets! Two pockets! On my left and my right! I couldn't believe it. They appeared overnight.
Time to eat,
said our sweet lady as we all gathered around. I wanted to tell her exactly what I had found.
There isn't much food, babies, I'm sad to say. But let's all be grateful anyway.
We bowed our heads, and my paws became hot. I imagined a hearty stew in a pot. Squirrel came and bumped me off my chair, said nothing, and then pulled my hair. SSK picked up each piece of rice and scratched his belly and picked at his lice. Mr. Moose crawled his way to his plate, hoping to eat, but it was too late. I reached into my pockets and felt something new. There were coins, not one, but two.
Excuse me, sweet Ai, but maybe you could buy some food for my friends and I? I know there is a market nearby.
Moose fell over and out of his chair. Squirrel climbed up in my hair and SSK pulled out his belly hair. Our girl then smiled and gave us all a pat on the head. She held up the coins, smiled and said,
I will go and come back. You babies just wait. God has given us a miracle. He is never too late.
She returned with a sack full of more than a snack. There were dumplings and rice, some soup that was nice and some chicken with spice. We ate the feast like kings of the East. The dumplings were yummy. The rice was so sweet. The chicken had spice that warmed us down to our feet. I looked around the table and scratched at my whisker. I hugged Mr. Moose and heard a sweet whisper. I have such good plans for you, little cat, a chosen hero for the orphan, and that is that. You stay close to me and listen every day, since life is an adventure, and I'm with you all the way.